John Coons is someone who knows a little bit about China and South Pacific and economics and entrepreneurial stuff. He's an American investor, businessman, and author. He'll tell us about his novels, but lives in the South Pacific. And why does this matter? It's interesting. He's trying to develop an economy there that would help a lot of ends meet. But China is also interested in what he's doing. John joins us. Thanks for joining us. Tell us a little bit about your books and what you're doing.
Good morning, Jack. Thanks for the time and thanks for your introduction. Yeah, we're on the front line in Bougainville, which is an island in the South Pacific, where China would also like to control things for reasons I'll tell you about. And I did write a book about it called They Call Me Ishmael. Your audience can find it at Amazon.com or their favorite bookstore. And again, it's a novel about Bougainville, which is a real place in the South Pacific that happens to be blessed by the Panguna Mine, a copper and gold mine, which when Rio Tinto, a big mining conglomerate, operated it, was the largest copper and gold mine in the world. And it was shut down by a civil war in 1989, never to reopen until now. And my organization was asked to come back and help the locals redevelop the economy so they could declare independence. And that's what we're doing now. But in the process of doing that, we and the island and its mine are fair game for the Chinese. So, as I said, we're on the front line of what's going on in the Pacific.
Now, John, you may not be surprised, but I recall reading a story and hearing that China was interested in opening a base in the South Pacific. And, of course, that's a concern. That raises a red flag. Is this ties into everything you're talking about?
Jack, China's trying to open bases all over the South Pacific, okay? Before they took a pass at Bougainville, which so far they've failed to succeed at, they've locked in a base in Vanuatu, which is right southeast of us, another South Pacific nation. And, of course, your listeners probably know that right across the seas from us in the Solomon Islands, China has just really taken control of that unfortunately corrupt government, highly susceptible to the Chinese kind of Belt and Road first initiative, later to be followed by military forays.
John, this almost sounds like a book, or it could be a novel. Harrison Ford's getting a little bit older, but you almost could write a book about. Are you joining us? Do you live there now, John?
I live there. I'm actually calling you from the States. I'm about to do a bunch of things for the government. But yeah, They Call Me Ishmael is a novel, and this is what it's about. But everything in the book is real, and as I said, this is an ongoing process. I mean, so it's barely begun. My view for your audience would be, take a look at what Japan did in the South Pacific and the Pacific in the 20s and 30s of the last century, and it looks just like what China's trying to do now.
Ironically, is this administration maybe lifting some tariffs on China? Is that a mistake?
I'm not sure the tariffs were really that effective. The real thing, Jack, that we've got to do is educate people in Washington, and that's a process. Okay?
That's a challenge. That's a challenge. You could start with inflation.
Educate people but basically, Jack, as we've seen with Russia going into the Ukraine, prosperity is not something you deserve. You earn it, and prosperity in the Pacific means being vigilant, improving our naval expenditures, improving our awareness, and most importantly, not forgetting about the South Pacific like we did after World War II.
Right. Well, someone once said, peace through strength. Thank you, John. Good luck.
Yeah.
John Coons joining us and his book. Check it out. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Jack. Good to talk to you. Thank you.